The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today.
We can win the minds and hearts of people to the mind and heart of God through faith in Jesus Christ, the transforming power of the gospel, the good news of the life and the freedom that He offers. It's for freedom Christ set us free, Galatians 5:1. He wants us to live in freedom.
James and Betty help get you ready to break free of the strongholds in your life that may be holding you back from making a kingdom imprint on this upside-down world.
Well, it's a joy to be with you again on Life Today. Remember, I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to share this time with you. You know, we have awesome guests. Many of them you know. We've been bringing people together in the Christian community and many who don't know Christ to talk to them about knowing Christ. But in the Christian community, we've brought so many leaders from all different parts of the body. And what you've been amazed at on Life Today is how much not only these great gifted communicators, preachers, teachers, Christian witnesses, just business people, lay people, young people, they love the Lord, but they also have learned to love one another. Even though there may be some differences, and I shared yesterday that you bring iron to sharpen iron, there's friction. You can't sharpen a knife without friction. You never sharpen it this way. So we've been bringing people together to share their heart. And one of the things you've seen, if you watch us, you've watched us, meaning Betty, me, our leadership team, Life Outreach, the viewers. We try to encourage everyone that comes. We try to share what God has shared with them that will help you. And we're not trying to package one particular sectarian view, not even just one biblical view, but the whole of God's Word and God's truth and God's love being expressed in many different packages, many different channels. Many different lumps of clay being shaped uniquely by the fingers of God. And I've said many times, if you put your life in God's hand, the potter, and you yield the clay of your life, all pressure is intended to what? Conform us to the image of Jesus. So everything that presses is either from the shaping from the fingers of God or filtered by the fingers of God. So even enemy activity, even temptation and trials and discomfort and pain oftentimes is a part of that shaping process. To God be the glory. Well, what I've been also sharing with you is that we have been left here to be more than conquerors in a battle with the armor of God as good soldiers of the Lord Jesus, not mean-spirited. Sometimes we have to be pretty forceful. At times, I used to say I was angry a lot because I was shouting at my own tormentors, at my own demons. I didn't know they were evil spirit forces. I just thought, you know, it was bad people bothering me or my thoughts not right, not realizing that those fiery darts of the enemy, those fiery suggestions when they lodge, that's when it becomes a flaming missile. Those are suggestions. He's not shooting arrows at you. He's firing thoughts at us, trying to deceive. He's trying to divide us and bring dissension and ultimately overcome and destroy the purpose of God in our lives. Well, one of the things I've been saying to you over and over in even the last days, we've been left here on a divine assignment to make a kingdom imprint. All right, now here's what I want you to understand. When Jesus told His disciples that they didn't need to get caught up in the end times and when the final kingdom's going to be established, He left us here to make a kingdom impact, an imprint. Let the weight of His glory settle so that it shapes people. In Acts, He told them to tarry until they were endued with power from on high. I told you yesterday, Simon Peter, who failed miserably, becomes the keynote speaker. He becomes a different person. He becomes a rock. Now, many people make the mistake of thinking that when Jesus asked, who do men say that I am in Matthew 16, and they begin to say, well, some say you're one of the prophets, or Jeremiah, or, you know, this or that. And He said, well, who do you say I am? You know, they had already said that. That's what we thought. This is what we're hearing, and this is it. And Simon Peter says, thou art the Christ. Thou art the Christ. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. This is all in Matthew 16. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you. You didn't hear this from preachers. You heard this straight from the Father. So I've been telling you that you get these lightning bolts from the Father, they'll always be in harmony with the Word. That's why you got to know the Word to know His voice, that these lightning bolts are coming from God, not the deceiver, because he can masquerade as an angel of light. But get these lightning bolts. Well, Simon Peter got one of them. You're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, what did Jesus say to him? Man didn't reveal that to you. Flesh and blood didn't teach you that. My Father did. Now, get this. You just heard the Father, loud and clear, talking to one of the family. And upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. What church? The church that recognizes, hears, receives, and heeds the Word of God. And don't just carry the Word in a leather book, but it's bound up in our heart and it carries us. Okay? That's this New Testament life that Jesus has just commissioned when He's ascending. And He said, don't get caught up talking about future kingdoms. You right now be witnesses of this kingdom. And so Simon Peter, now filled with the Spirit, he preaches this great message. I want you to watch what happens. Here they are walking by the gate. There's a crippled man that's been coming there year after year, week after week, day after day. They say, we're not going to give you silver or gold. Well, that's not what we got. But such as we do have, we give you in the name of Jesus. Rise and walk. Be healed. Be healed. Instantly. He was miraculously healed by the power of the prevailing kingdom of God in those men. You think everybody rejoiced? Government officials didn't rejoice. Now, let's just understand this. A government that's not of the people, by the people, for the people, of the people, by the people, and for the people, who are controlled by the King of Kings. Remember how disturbing it was that these Christians have come here who proclaim another king than Jesus? You remember that later on in Acts? They've turned the world upside down. Actually, they were turning it right side up. It was already flying upside down. That's what the church is here to do, to get an inverted upside down world turned right side up. These Christians that Jesus said, you're going to be witnesses. I mean, this Simon Peter that was once so weak is now so strong that as they're standing up, and the government and the officials and the religious leaders, religious factions will come against the truth of God and relationship with the living God and the expression of that life and that kingdom. That war is against His kingdom, but it's not going to prevail. We can win the minds and hearts of people to the mind and heart of God through faith in Jesus Christ, the transforming power of the gospel, the good news of the life and the freedom that He offers. It's for Christ. It's for freedom Christ set us free, Galatians 5:1. He wants us to live in freedom. We're talking about setting people free from sexual bondage and trafficking right now. And the viewers who are full of the life and love of God, ever increasing every day, watching life today, and say, let's get some more and set them free. Let's love some more people around the world. Let's love the least of these and the overlooked. We know we'll be ministering to Jesus and we love Him. We'll be doing His will. It's just happening. It's building. Let's pray that it builds like a glorious, wonderful wave of redemptive power around the world. And it is. So this is what happened. When the enemy came against them and they began to try to silence them and shut them up, look what happened. I'm telling you, you've got to see this. They began to criticize them. And Peter said, this Jesus you crucified, this Jesus Christ the Nazarene, this is in chapter 4, verse 10. It's in the name of the Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, that God raised from the dead. By this name, this man stands before you in good health. This Jesus is the stone which was rejected by you, the truth rejected by you, but God is showing you it is the truth you've rejected. It's not us. It's not our opinion. It's not our religion. It's not Pharisees or Sadducees or Judaism. This is the stone. This is the rock upon which we build. This is how we get the will of the Father done on earth, His will done on earth through us as in heaven, here, now, in this life. Not when there's no gates of hell, not when there's no deceiver. Right now, suited up in the armor of God, becoming overcomers in His name, more than conquerors in His name, because we're ambassadors for Christ. Here they are. This is the stone rejected by you, the builders, but which became the cornerstone. Don't miss this. Betty, there is salvation in no one else, for there is none other name given among heaven whereby we must be saved, given among men whereby we must be saved. Betty, you were a church lady, and you came out of the choir to give your life to Christ. I was christened in a church, did not meet Jesus. Many, many people are in religious groups but have never met Christ. But when you meet Jesus, He changes you. Now watch what happened. They're trying to shut these men up. And in verse 13, now they've seen this miracle. They've seen what the power of God does, but I want you to see what got these government officials and these religious officials and all these observers' attention. And as they observed the confidence of Peter and John, and understood they were uneducated, untrained men, but they marveled and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. Every one of us can be recognized like that. I have been just as effective for more than 50 years witnessing on a parking lot or in a restaurant or on an airplane, it doesn't matter, as I've ever been in the pulpit of major churches or in stadiums and coliseums, because I've been with Jesus. I wrote the book, Living Amazed. I wish you would get it and read it, because it shows how God can take a yielded person and work miracles in anywhere in any setting. All right, now watch what happened. They did their best to shut these witnesses up. They summoned them in verse 18 and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. Don't you share? Listen, Satan is attacking everything related to Jesus. Satan attacks everything pertaining to life and godliness, starting with the preciousness of life. Look what we're doing to the most helpless, innocent life. Can you believe the foolishness that is prevailing in our land? We must not allow it to prevail. We must not allow the murder and slaughter of the innocent to prevail. By the way, if you correct the laws and have perfect laws with imperfect, lawless hearts, they will continue to break the law. The heart has to be changed so that you recognize the preciousness and potential of every life. Man, I was the product of a forced relationship. You'll never be able to stop people from terminating that. Don't get into the argument. Even though that life has potential, I'm proof of it. Our family, millions have come to Christ, millions of lives saved, because a doctor wouldn't kill this baby. Please, we've got to stop the murder. And we can do it by pouring out the love of God and showing people how precious life is, precious to God, every one of them. But when they commanded them not to speak in the name of Jesus, what did they say in verse 20? We cannot help but speak the things we've seen and heard. Betty, they had seen the glory of God. Peter said, we're eyewitnesses of His majesty. We can't shut up. And then they've heard. They're still hearing. Listen, they're hearing the voice of God. Most of my praying now at age 75, I'm going to say 80% of it, maybe 90% of my praying is not just telling God what's on my heart or what I'd like to see or even interceding. About 80% of it is listening. He loves to share His heart with people who want to know what's on His heart, who want to fulfill what's on His heart. I live to hear your heart, to fulfill your will. Let Him share His heart with you. I want to close with this powerful verse. Do you know what the first list in the people who are going into the lake of fire is in Revelation 21, verse 8? When it lists all the people who are going to be cut off from heaven. What's the first thing mentioned? Cowards. Cowards. Too many pulpits. Too many pastors, shepherds, priests are cowards. God, deliver them. Fill them with this boldness. God, in Washington, in business, in schools, free us from fear. You didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Listen to this verse. This is that same chapter 4. This is that same crowd. They're praying. Lord, You do whatever Your hand and Your purpose predestined to occur. Verse 28. Stay with it. And Lord, take note of their threats, the threats of the government, the threats of the bureaucracies and agencies, and we can't even trust our law enforcement agencies. Washington is worse than a swamp. It's worse than a cesspool, or it's like a sewer. It's full of corruption, and only God can change the corrupt hearts. And He can, and He's anxious to do it. And if we, the church, stand up, He'll change that. Yes, He will. The gates of corruption and hell will not prevail. The gates of hell will not prevail, even in leadership. And by the way, that's our money. And like Robert Morris teaches in The Blessed Life and Beyond Blessed, it's all God's money. We're just overseers. Even the money we pay in taxes, that's still God's money. And we better be sure they don't use it to rip babies out of a mother's womb. And we better be sure that we give oversight to them. And listen to this now. Don't miss this. Lord, whatever Your hand purposes and predestined to occur, that's what we want. And now, Lord, take note of their threats and grant that Your bondservants may speak Your word with all confidence. And while You extend Your hand to heal and signs and wonders take place through the name of Your holy servant Jesus. Now get this. This is where I want us to end. This is where I want us to live. And when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. God wants to shake everything that can be shaken so that the unshakable kingdom and the effect of that kingdom may prevail. And it prevails through the yielded members of the body of Christ. And I'm asking you right now to say, God, fill me to overflow in that Spirit. Fill me with boldness, that I may speak Your word with boldness. And then you pray, God, increase this number so that every single believer on this planet, the whole church and the whole earth, will hear Your word and be filled to overflowing with Your Spirit of love and redemption and boldness. Betty, let's pray for that. God, do it.
Yes.
God, do it. And don't let the deception of the enemy or the gates of hell prevail. Not a moment longer in anybody's life. In Jesus' name, we love You. Listen, You are the reason that we've reached this point that we're going to be able to take the gospel of the kingdom to the ends of the earth. Not the kingdom to come, the gospel of the kingdom that's at hand. One way we do it is putting arms of love around those who've been held captive and setting them free from whatever bondage they're in. And those that are being sexually trafficked in sexual bondage now, it's as heartbreaking as anything you'll ever see. And You, the viewers of life, You're the ones that launched us in this reach, rescue, and restore effort. I want you to watch. And then I want you to make the greatest love gift you can possibly make. Maybe the greatest love gift you've ever made. And know this, because of love, your gift is going to be doubled. Thank you.
In nearly every corner of the world, one of humanity's most horrific nightmares continues to gain a foothold in reality. An estimated 25 million individuals, predominantly women and children, are trapped in a life of enslavement, most in sexual exploitation. In Nepal, the expansive open border with India serves as an ideal gateway for traffickers, fueling the market for human trade in and through Asia.
होइन कोही अब श्रीमती भएर कोही जाने अब बहिनी बनाएर जाने
विशेष गरिबपना भयो अशिक्षित भयो होइन अनि अब उनीहरूलाई निडी पर्सनहरू जसलाई चाहिँ अब आवश्यकता छ पैसाको आवश्यकता छ घर बनाउनु छ एक्चुली बोर्डर क्रस गरिसकेर पनि उनीहरूले त एउटा राम्रो सपना देखेर गइरहेको हुन्छ उनीहरूलाई थाहा हुँदैन नि त हामी ट्राफिक हुँदैछ भन्ने कुरा चाहिँ कल्पना सपनाहरू देखेको हुँदैन
इट्स अ डन्टिङ एनिमी सिमिङली टु वास्ट एन्ड टु वायोलेन्ट टु रिस्ट्रेन But our Rescue Life partners will not be intimidated. They continue to push through the darkness with an unrelenting focus on reaching, rescuing, and restoring those in danger around the world in places like Nepal.
It's like these young girls are like in the jaws of death.
And those jaws can either close in on them and take their life away, or those jaws can stay open. And they stay open by mission partners who are on these borders intercepting these girls.
It's a full service program is what we do, from interception, rescue, sheltering, and prosecution.
Over the last 2 years, our mission partners here have rescued over 1,200 girls.
We rejoice in the many lives that have been saved, but our hearts are heavy for all of those still in danger every day. This critical program must be expanded now.
You heard it so clearly. You reach them, and you rescue them, and you restore them. Betty, that's a process in so many ways all of us go through when we come into a relationship with God. And the beautiful thing is, even though we've known bondage and defeat, not at that level. And that would seem like that's impossible to break. But love never fails. And in order for love to never fail, it has to have a channel through which it flows freely. And I'm saying this to you. If you listen to us, and I really want you to track with us. I mean, I want you to plug in for the next several weeks and really for the rest of your life and encourage people all over the world, because we're going to turn that river of love life so freely on the world that you're going to see miracles all over the world through the family of God. So what happens when you release it is people are set free. Not just people like that, but people around you by your testimony. And I'm believing, Betty, that right now today, God's going to raise up every person who's ever helped us. And I've already told you that some of our viewers have put up a $320,000 matching gift. That means they came together. Some of them might have given $10,000 or $25,000 or $50,000. You say, what would make them do that? Well, one, they've been blessed where they can do it, but they've got the love of God just like you have. And they have released it, and they so believe in the importance of reaching and rescuing and restoring these in prison in this sexual trafficking that they said they're going to match what you give. Now, why did they do that? Because God moved and His love flowed through them. So I'm praying that if you've never helped us, you will say, you know what? I'm going to be a channel through which God releases His love and does set those people free. I want you to get your bank card. Go get it. You use it for many things, hopefully useful things. Use it like a check. Go online or dial that number. Many people are calling right now to be prayed for, to be set free, to even know the Lord, to have a relationship with Him. And that's the majority of calls will be that. But I'm asking you to make a life-giving call, a life-saving, liberating, you know, set captives free call. Take your bank card, and if you can set one free, it takes $128 for a year to reach, rescue, and begin the restoration process. And now it'll be matched, which means that $128 won't just rescue one, but two. And I always encourage people, and I believe there are many of you watching who can do it, give a $1,280 gift and it rescues 10. You can do that. If you can, please do it. Either write a check to Life, make it out, but call us and tell us you're mailing it, or go get your bank card and go online or call the number and make that gift today. Please, please, knowing it's going to be double. So if you give $1,280, you've now rescued 20. Whatever level you can help, $64 rescues one. It becomes 128. Would you please, Father, I pray everyone watching, those who've helped us many times will again help today. Those who've never helped will help today, in Jesus' name. We have gifts for you to bless you in your journey, but you're giving the greatest gift today. You're giving life and a chance to be free. Thank you so much for making that gift. We'll bless you with gifts as you've blessed others.
Behind the bright lights, there is a darkness where a world of innocence is lost and abuse runs rampant, scarring the souls of children with no one and nowhere to turn for help. With bodies broken and hopes crushed, these young victims are trapped in a never-ending nightmare. Today, you can shine the light of God's love in this dark world
to reach, rescue, and restore these young ones to the life God designed for them to live. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue a child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help rescue one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. And with your donation of any amount, we'll send you the Promises of Christ gift book, filled with beautiful photographs, scriptures, stories, and commentary from James Robison. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Names of Jesus throw. This beautifully woven blanket features the names of Jesus in many languages. It'll make a lovely addition to your home and serve as a beautiful reminder and spiritual comfort to the Lordship of our Savior. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our beautiful new bronze sculpture, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, from the bottom of our heart, in behalf of those you've rescued, thank you. For all those that love them, thank you. I want you to get this word that's in a beautiful binder, bound up in your heart, so that you don't carry the word, but it carries you. And you become what Paul said, you become like a letter, not written in tables of stone or with ink, but you become a letter written in the fleshly tables of men's hearts and women's hearts. And isn't it sad today that in this crazy change the truth of God into a lie world, it may be against the law to say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, or even use the female male, he or she. How sick can you get? We can get sicker than that if we allow the gates of hell to prevail. Let's bring that to a screeching halt. Betty and I love you. Thanks for loving others so effectively. Thanks for loving us. God bless you and bless through you.
I think evil is trying to stop the work of God, but evil will not prevail. It never does.
Life in the Combat Zone, next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.